My brothers and sisters, the scripture lesson this morning is one of the Beatitudes, one of the Beatitudes. This is Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 9th verse. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Would you say that with me? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. The habit of peace. The habit of peace. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. I want to invite you this morning to think about the meaning of peace. What does peace mean? And then to take it one step further. What is it to be a peacemaker? The roll call is impressive of those who have sought to be peacemakers. Mahatma Gandhi was described as a person who believed in the unique power of nonviolent resistance to attain righteous political ends. Who could argue with a person who preached this kind of doctrine and then lived this kind of life? Gandhi was shot and killed on his way to prayer meeting. Martin Luther King was described as one who was an active campaigner and demonstrator for racial equality. He led marches, believing that poverty had a deep relationship with racism. I may not get to the promised land with you, he said, but one day we as a people will get to the promised land. Dr. King was shot and killed. And then this day, this weekend in Iraq, it is something that we have been pointing to, hoping in some way that through free elections, it might bring peace. I was listening on the television news this morning, something I hadn't heard before, really, that this was very much the beginning of a process that might take as much as 2 years. 2 years. Still then, the quest for peace in the midst of great suffering. And then the very person who spoke these words, blessed are the peacemakers, Jesus. They hung him on a cross and shouted, crucify him. What wrong has he done? Pilate asked. Crucify him, they responded. You might be saying now, okay, Aaron, we'll leave peacemaking alone. No, this is very much who we are. In fact, all of the Beatitudes, they're found in Matthew 5, verses 3 through 12. All of them. Each one of them is describing our character. Each one of them is describing what it is to follow Jesus. Blessings can be translated as happiness. In this context, happiness is more than what we might be experiencing on the outside. The key here is how to be happy in spite of what may be going on around us. One commentary said, To find hope and joy is the deepest form of happiness. And it shows in how we live from day to day. A wife was at a funeral burying her husband, sitting with her children, and the preacher started going on that he was a good man. He was this and he was that. And finally the wife said to one of her children, "Get up and go see if that's your daddy in the casket." This joy, this happiness, it shows in how we are living from day to day. And so to bring peace, to be a peacemaker, becomes our responsibility. Peacemaking in the scripture can be defined as trying to bring people together. What we are talking about is right relationships. For some people, it is the need to be right within themselves. So many tragedies happen, but the one this week, I just had to really pause and think. Pause and pray. Why would anyone park their car on a train track? Barclay said, we are always being tugged in two directions at once. It is like there is a civil war going on inside of us. Longfellow wrote, "If one could read the secret history of our enemies, we should find in each one's man a life of sorrow and suffering, enough to disarm all our hostility toward them." We can witness to others that you don't need drugs. You don't need alcohol. You don't have to be abusive to your spouse or harm your children. And yes, you don't have to kill yourself. You and I can witness that it is possible to find peace on the inside because we have found this peace. And then being a peacemaker is trying to bring others together. It is trying to bring others together. I couldn't remember if I had told you that story of the father and his three children, and his kids were just acting up and acting bad toward each other, and he finally told them, "I've had enough, go upstairs and go to bed." It was about the middle of the night when a storm broke loose. And he got up and he yelled upstairs, "Are you guys all right?" And the children said, "Dad, we're here in the closet, forgiving each other." difficulties can unite us. But what does it mean for people to come together? Not because they have to, but because they want to. Not because they have to, but because it is the right thing to do. We can play a role in bringing others together. Abraham Lincoln said, "Die when I may, I would like it to be said of me that I always pulled up a weed and planted a flower where I thought a flower would grow. I always pulled up a weed and planted a flower where I thought a flower would grow." This is our work. This is our work. Blessed are the peacemakers. Now, I always thought I understood what it meant to be a son of God. But this week I found the most interesting definition. To be a son of God, to be the children of God, to be the sons and daughters of God, it is to be an angel. To be an angel. To be an angel in the life of someone else. Just to think this morning, I'm looking out. You guys don't get off the hook. I'm looking all over the sanctuary at 100+ angels. I like that. Angels. I won't ask what you see when you look in the pulpit. I see 100+ angels. And we have the task of being peacemakers. Let's make it a habit. Amen. Amen. Amen.